Good evening. Let's call to order the November 3rd, 2014 council meeting. I'm Mayor Giles. I'll be conducting the meeting. We will begin today's meeting with an invocation from Reverend Daniel Gomez with the Red Mountain United Methodist Church. And the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Kevin Thompson, council member-elect from District 6. Reverend?
God of all the seasons in our life, we are thankful for the life you give us this day. We come remembering that each kingdom on this earth, every government, corporation, institution, gets to be in service to your creation. Mobilize us to be agents of your grace, demanders of justice, and ambassadors of mercy in shaping public and private policies. We pray for sanity and wisdom in this election season. May you quicken citizens to responsible involvement, comfort candidates during the rigors of their campaigns. As we venture from this day into the following ones, open our ears to hear your call. Open our eyes to see the world as you see it. Open our hearts, our minds, and our doors to the flow of your grace. We invite your blessing on these chambers. May your wisdom lead with innovative and creative strategies, and may this body of leaders become the voice for the voiceless, and may their collective efforts continue to build community in our city of Mesa. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Reverend and Councilmember-elect Thompson. We appreciate your help. We do have one item under the agenda item for awards, recognition, and announcements today, and that's a proclamation regarding Veterans Day. Okay. All right, we will. Why don't we do that right now? Is Councilmember Summers present on the telephone?
I am.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. We acknowledge Councilmember Summers is present with us telephonically for this meeting. On the issue of the awards, recognitions, and announcements, each year Veterans Day reminds us of the sacrifice and courage our veterans have made to ensure our freedom. While Veterans Day is a national holiday, we would like to proclaim it here in Mesa as well. I have a proclamation signed by the mayor. So on behalf of the City of Mesa, I proclaim November 11th, 2014, Veterans Day, a day we honor our veterans and thank them for their service. The Mesa Veterans Task Force requested this proclamation, and I'm happy to sign my name to it. Here to tell us about programs and events honoring veterans in Mesa is the Diversity Office Director, Ruth Giese. Ruth?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Council. Good evening. I wanted to briefly talk about a couple things going on to honor veterans in the next few days. First of all, I wanted to thank you for your proclamation. Our veterans will gladly be happy to hear that we're doing this. Also happening is the City of Mesa Hometown Heroes Program. It's a living tribute created for the community to recognize and honor Mesa veterans and their immediate family members who are serving or who are veterans who are served or have given their lives to our country in the United States Armed Forces. Personalized banners like the one that you see here and will also be shown on camera will be displayed on light bulbs on Center Street between First Street and Third Place starting Sunday, November 9th. Actually, we hope to have it by Saturday, November 8th for the parade in downtown Mesa to both celebrate and remind residents of their dedication to our country. Banners will be displayed throughout the course of 1 year, and they will be displayed during November around the time of Veterans Day, as well as around the time of Memorial Day in later May, beginning of June. After that, they will be retired and given back to the family who requested the banner. Applicants are also given a service recognition certificate to commemorate the installation of the banner, and we do advise them of when they will be up so that they can go down and see the banners. For those interested in the program or for more information, you can visit Mesa's website and just do /heroes, and that takes you right to our banner webpage. And there you can view the brochure and the application. Of course, you may contact our office directly at 644-5034. The Diversity Office would like to thank the Downtown Mesa Association and Mr. David Short. They were instrumental in helping us to coordinate all the logistics and to also sponsor some of the banners. I would also like to thank Mayor and Council in particular, because all of you have also supported the program and helped us to get our inaugural set of banners up for this special day. So speaking of the Veterans Day Parade, the East Valley Veterans Parade will be on Saturday the 8th, and it is along Center Street between 8th and 1st Avenue, and the parade begins at 11 with the historical military aircraft flyovers, and there are more than 100 entries, including World War II tanks, a fallen soldier memorial, and high school groups and marching bands as well. This year's Grand Marshal, retired Army Colonel Bruce Crandall, received the Medal of Honor in 2007 for his heroic actions as a helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War. Crandall, a former public works manager for the city of Mesa, was a technical advisor on the 2002 movie We Were Soldiers. One of the main characters based on Crandall was portrayed by actor Greg Kinnear. The parade will include multiple flyovers by a Huey helicopter identical to the one Crandall flew in Vietnam. A Hero's Welcome is a program that allows the city of Mesa to show its appreciation for Mesa residents who have served their country. Before the parade begins at 10:30, a group of service members and their families will be recognized for the sacrifices they have made for our freedom. Councilmember Kavanaugh and Councilmember Finter were instrumental in bringing this program to Mesa. On Sunday, November 9th at 10:30, the commemorative Air Force Arizona Wing will conduct a memorial service for the 23 British cadets who died during World War II while training at the number 4 British Training School, today's Falcon Field, in Mesa. The service, which has been conducted for more than 30 years, will be held at the Mesa Cemetery. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. I know I've been hearing from those veterans responsible for organizing the events this weekend for several months, and just to put an additional word in for Ruth, with Ruth, the parade is really going to be great. So if you're a fan of parades at all, we really look forward to you being there. Okay. I think it probably also ought to be mentioned that the Grand Marshal, former Mesa employee Bruce Crandall, is also a Medal of Honor recipient, and it's really quite an honor to have him be a part of this parade. Okay, thank you. Council, is there any item you'd like to see removed from the consent agenda? Okay. Ms. Mickelson, have the has the public requested any item to be taken
no
off
request,
the consent?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda? I'm sorry? Oh, let's read it first, shall we? I'm new here. I'm sorry about that. Kevin, would you please read the consent agenda?
Will do. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Fountain of the Sun Foundation. One-day charitable event Saturday, November 15th, 540 South 80th Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Fountain of the Sun Community Association. One-day civic event Saturday, December 6th, 560 South 80th Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Fountain of the Sun Community Association. One-day civic event Saturday, February 14th, 560 South 80th Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Fountain of the Sun Community Association. One-day civic event Thursday, February 26th, 560 South 80th Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Sue Vuno Winery. One-day wine festival Saturday, November 22nd, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Village of Elgin Winery. One-day wine festival Saturday, November 22nd, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Catholic Church one-day religious event, Sunday, November 16th, 141 North McDonald. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Social Club one-day charitable event, Friday, December 5th, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3I, act on liquor license application for Watermart, 1245 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3J, act on liquor license application for Baja Tacos y Mariscos, 1437 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on two-month contract extension and dollar limit increase to the term contract for landscape maintenance for citywide facilities as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for contractor building maintenance services as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase a cemetery information management system for Mesa Cemetery. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase two additional support utility vehicles for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Fire and Medical Department budget. Item 4E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for automatic external defibrillators, supplies, and preventative maintenance for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for rusted pole replacement services for the Transportation Department. Item 4G, act on three-year term contract for streetlight maintenance and pole replacement services for the Transportation Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4I, act on pre-construction services contract for the compressed natural gas infrastructure improvements. This project is funded by 1994 authorized solid waste bonds. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase property, liability, cyber risk, airport, aircraft, workers' compensation insurance, and workers' compensation surety bond. Item 4K, act on pre-construction services contract for the Northwest Water Treatment Plant, tertiary filter rehabilitation project, and variable frequency drives replacement project. The project is funded by 2010 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution to extinguish a portion of a public utilities easement at 7612 East McKellips Road. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community for the receipt and distribution of Proposition 202 funds for the Fire and Medical Department's ongoing childhood immunization program and for Mesa Counts on College Furnishings for the Mesa Counts on College Education Center. The balance of the funds will be distributed to other Valley community agencies. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community and its division, the Salt River Commercial Landfill Company, for the disposal and processing of solid and vegetative waste collected by the city. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing a second substantial amendment to the City of Mesa's consolidated plan for fiscal years 2010 through 2014 to include a housing preference for the following individuals: persons with disabilities as defined by HUD, the elderly ages 62 to 74, and the frail elderly ages 75 and older, homeless persons as defined by HUD, and professionals per federal regulation changes such as teachers and artists. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing a fifth substantial amendment to the fiscal year 2008-2009 annual action plan as part of a five-year consolidated plan for fiscal years 2005 through 2009 that would revise the funding allocations and expand the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 1 eligible activities to include funding acquisition, demolition, reconstruction projects, and include construction of public facilities. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding Z14-044, 5404 East Southern Avenue, located east of Higley Road on the north side of Southern Avenue, rezone and site plan modification to allow development of a veterinary office. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z14-045, the 8400 block through 10800 block of East Elliott Road, located between Hawes and Signal Butte Roads. On the north side of Elliott Road, the Salt River Project transmission line easement, approximately 1.5 miles to the north. This is a rezone to create the Elliott Road Technology Corridor Planned Area Development Overlay. This request will establish a zoning overlay on the site to guide future development of employment uses. Item 6C, Act on Ordinance to amend the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11, Chapter 41, Section 7 of the Sign Ordinance regarding the use of banners when placed in the public right-of-way, attached to city-owned streetlight poles and other city-owned infrastructure, and conveying messages related to civic and cultural events, activities, and programs. Item 6D, Act on Ordinance amending Title 9, Public Ways and Property of the Mesa City Code by adding subsection 9-6-4J, establishing street lighting requirements for Mulberry Master Plan Community, located north of Guadalupe Road, west of Signal Butte Road. Item 7A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Mulberry Parcel 1, the 2400 to 2500 blocks of South Signal Butte Road on the west side. Item 7B, Act on Subdivision Plat, Mulberry Parcel 2, the 2500 to 2600 blocks of South Signal Butte Road on the west side. Item 7C, Act on Subdivision Plat, Mulberry Parcel 3, the 10500 to 10600 blocks of East Guadalupe Road on the north side. Item 7D, Act on Subdivision Plat, Mulberry Parcel 4, the 10400 to 10500 blocks of East Guadalupe Road on the north side. And Item 7E, Act on Subdivision Plat, Higley Heights Phase 3A, the 1400 to 1500 blocks of North Higley Road on the west side. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Council, any desire to remove any of those items from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, any requests from the public to remove those items?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda? I believe we do. Councilmember Kavanaugh, thank you. Please register your vote. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous. The next item on our agenda is item 8, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I have the two cards you've delivered. This is all we have, correct? Okay. We do have two items from citizens present. The first is from Pamela O'Rourke. Ms. O'Rourke, if you could please step forward to the podium, and we'd ask that you state your name, give us your address, and then we look forward to hearing from you for 3 minutes.
Well, I hope I have 3 minutes worth of stuff to talk about here. Thank you for allowing me to have a little bit of time to talk to you about a concern that I've had for quite some time. Other cities, Chandler and Gilbert, they do have designated areas for the day laborers, pickup areas. I don't begrudge anybody a right to work as a single mom. You know, you have to feed your family, and I get that. But what I don't get is the trash, the mattresses at the end of my street where they're sleeping. My home has been broken into. 10 years ago when I bought a home in that neighborhood, things were pretty clean and pretty nice. Today, there was a gentleman sleeping on Baywood and Gilbert Road in the bushes. Of course, there's lots and lots of trash. Sometimes I've been accosted and verbally, I don't know what you call it, but either way, if the other cities can do it, why can't Mesa? It's just time. It's time to clean it up. And that's all I have.
Thanks, Pamela. Just for the record, could you, again, just state your name and your address so we have that?
It's Pamela O'Rourke, and my address is 2030 East Balsam Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, 85204. Okay. I have been working with Andrew Calhoun, who is an assistant to Mr. Glover.
Thank you for being here and for sharing your concerns. Unfortunately, we can't directly respond because it's not on our agenda.
Right.
But we will get with you, and city staff will follow up so that we can address those concerns.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Oh, and as a veteran, I just want to thank everybody for the programs that you're putting together for the veterans.
Thank you. The next is Tim Leskowski. Tim, if you could please step forward. And again, I apologize if you could just so we get it on the record, give us your name and your address, please.
Good evening. My name is Tim Laskowski. I reside at 1332 East Hopi Circle, Mesa, 85204. I am here tonight to discuss the flood in our neighborhood that occurred on September 8th of this year, in particular, the city's response to the flood. The flood in itself was a horrible experience. I am still very uneasy every time it rains. When I'm outside of my home in my yard, I continue to have flashbacks of how my neighborhood was severely damaged that day as a result of the flood. As if the flood wasn't bad enough, I was horrified to learn that the city apparently had no emergency plans in place to deal with a flooded neighborhood. I say this because I contacted the city on the morning of September 9th inquiring as to why our neighborhoods were not being pumped out. You see, sometime shortly after midnight on September 9th, after the water stopped overflowing a retention basin into the street located in the 1300 block of East Hilton, then west on Hilton onto Stapley, where two storm sewers were pumping water, there wasn't anyone on duty to pump out the still overfilled retention basin so that the storm sewers on our streets could drain off the water. It was on that morning of September 9th that I was informed that city staff was in a meeting discussing how to deal with the floodwaters in our neighborhood. If the city staff had time to meet on the morning after the flood, then the same city staff had time to put together an emergency plan days, if not months and years before this happened, just in case there was a catastrophic flood like the one that occurred on September 8th. I am angry, shocked, and appalled that the third largest city in the state of Arizona and the 38th largest city in the United States with a population of over 430,000 people didn't think it necessary to plan for an emergency. The city has resources they could have used. Our city's fire department has several pumpers that could have been utilized on September 8th, as these pumpers are capable of using a siphon feed attachment to pump water from our retention basins. It wasn't until approximately 1100 hours on the morning of September 9th that one of the pumpers was brought in to assist pumping out of our retention basin, parked in the exact same spot where one had been parked the day and evening before, sitting there doing nothing. Also, our city's police department has several helicopters and a small plane. One of those assets could have been requested for observation of our many retention basins, one of the largest being the one at Emerald Park. Instead, nobody was watching. It shouldn't have taken the pilots from news helicopters to advise the city that Emerald Park was flooding. As a result of the city's poor response to the flooded areas, we, the residents of the area, were left with homes without power, resulting in spoiled food, no lighting, no air conditioning, no hot water, no means by which to fix meals, only nasty E. coli and other bacteria-ridden flood water, and lots of it. The only way to and from our homes was to walk through that nasty water. As a result of all this, I want answers. I realize you can't answer this tonight, but I want to know who is accountable for the lack of emergency planning. I want to know if the city staff is now working on emergency plans should this type of event happen again, and in all likelihood, it will happen again sometime somewhere in this city. Before the city spends any more of our hard-earned tax dollars to fund new projects, I strongly suggest that funding be set aside to maintain, preserve, and even improve our existing infrastructure. Anything less than this is a disservice to the citizens of Mesa. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Laskowski. I'm sure this will be a topic that will be discussed greatly. That completes our agenda for tonight. Do we have a motion to adjourn the regular council meeting? Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Our meeting is adjourned.